Time to get in the huddle with Delta coach Ben Johnson on the team.
With us, the coach of the Delta Panthers, Ben Johnson. Ben, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for having me on.
You knew it was going to be a tough game with Palisade. You guys always play really close, hard-fought, good football. When you score off against Palisade, they come up with a 28-10 win of your football team. And their young quarterback, Malachi Espinoza, a really good game as far as running the football. He ended up with 3 touchdowns, 120 yards. He averaged over 7 yards a carry. One of those players, explosive players for Joe Romano, that was tough for your defense to slow down.
Yeah, you know, I thought their offense really did a great job all night. They run that triple option really good. You know, we always talk about having to win first down and keep them to 3 yards or less, and we didn't do that. And I thought that quarterback ran that triple option great, and they had all their backs really ran well. I thought they did a very nice job against her.
Well, and their fullback, Rhett Ward, has got off to a great start. He had 110 yards and a touchdown against you. When they get that dive going on the triple option, the fullback can be really, really effective.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, they just came downhill at us and attacked us, and we knew they'd be real physical like they always are. And like we said, you just don't see a lot of teams that do that anymore. So we enjoy playing the Palisades because it really does show you things you need to work on. And we went back and looked at film, and it was eye-opening to some of our players of the things that we did in crunch time. So we got to get better ourselves. But congratulations to Palisade. I thought they played a very good football game.
Delta coach Ben Johnson with us. Panthers falling to Palisade at home last Friday, 28-10. And look, for your defense, you had pitched those couple of shutouts early on, Ben. Like you said, it was kind of eye-opening watching some of that film because that defense has been playing so good. And sometimes a game like this, it's a good reminder to your guys that, okay, we've got off to a good start, but we have some things to work on.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, again, they come downhill at you, and you got to handle that. If you don't handle that very well, then you're going to be in for a long night. And I thought, you know, early in the game, I thought we played pretty well. They were getting 3-4 yards, but then pretty soon those 3-4 yards turned to 5-6 yards. By the fourth quarter, they were turning into 15-25 yards. And, you know, that's what they do. They start to wear you down. They dominated the time of possession on the clock, and they really, I thought, played a classic Palisade football game, sort of wear you down and beat you up and get you in the end.
Panthers head coach Ben Johnson with us today on the Team Sports Network. And look, their defense also did a nice job on your offense. Timothy Horn is always, you know, a productive running back for you. He was held to under 100 yards, just 62 yards on 15 carries, did not find the end zone. So Palisade did a good job taking away one of your key weapons.
Yeah, you know, credit to them, they did a great job of controlling our running game. They never got our running game going. They got some big dudes. They get down there, hunker them right in the middle of their line, and they're tough to move, and we can never establish that running game during the game. And then we really don't have a lot in the passing game right now to lean on, so we're trying to improve there yet with a young quarterback. So with them controlling the line of scrimmage in the run game, it sort of hampered us. We didn't have a lot of things we could do, but we're just going to continue to improve and try and get better in that passing game as weeks go on.
Yeah, you referenced your freshman quarterback, Ty Reed, 7 of 16, 118 yards, threw for a touchdown and a couple of picks. What do you feel like he learned from this game against Palisade playing against that defense?
It's just a little faster game, especially against a team like Palisade. You know, I thought he did a nice job. He handled some situations really well, and it comes down to some real simple things for like a freshman, even like just getting the snap and handing the ball off and not making little mistakes. I thought he did those things really well, but now at that position, you got to be a playmaker. So we're working on things that we can do for him that makes it easy. He has a really nice arm for a young guy, and we just got to put him in a position to make some simple reads and be successful.
Delta Panthers coach Ben Johnson with us today on the Team Sports Network. Panthers 2-1 on the season. Get to take on the other Panthers. You like to think you are the Panthers, but they're the other Panthers, the Montezuma Cortez Panthers. They're off to a 1-1 start. Looking at Max Preps, they have not put any numbers up in terms of their individual performances. But what have you seen on film from the Montezuma Cortez Panthers, Ben?
You know, they got some good speed. The wide receivers are speedy, but then you're going to a completely different offense. They go like quad, split, trip, split, empty. You know, no really downhill running at all. It's more wide open type of game. So again, we'll have to relate, and we've been having a good week of practice and doing those things, so we got to shift gears a little bit from the big monsters of Palisade coming down at us. Now we got to play with a little speed in open space.
Ben Johnson, coach of the Delta Panthers, joining us. Injury standpoint, things look okay for your team, Ben? How's your team in that regard after the Palisade game?
You know, we came out pretty clean, which against a physical team like Palisade is always good. You know, obviously the quarterback's still out, but, you know, I think everybody else is pretty healthy, which is good. So Cortez is a fast team. They run a lot of good spread stuff. They blitz real crazy. We just got to keep it clean and take care of their speed, and we should be okay.
7 o'clock tomorrow night, Delta plays at Montezuma Cortez. Ben, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ben Johnson, coach of the Delta Panthers, still 2-1 and one of the top 10 teams in 2A football right now, even with that loss to Palisade. And look, like we talked with Ben last week, he expected it to be a tough game. And Palisade, after that loss to Central in the War Dog Trophy game, came back and responded with a big offensive night against a really good Delta Panthers football team.